Samantha Bryce is a Voodoo Donut Workers Union representative. Samantha, thanks very much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Samantha, can you tell us a little about your background, both as a person and as a Voodoo Donuts employee?
Absolutely. A little bit about myself. I've been only working in labor organizing for about 3 years now, but I've been doing community organizing for close to 5 or 6 years now in various forms. And union organizing has kind of been like the next and biggest excitement in my life. But I have been doing things similar to like this for a long time. But yeah, aside from that, I'm just your average Portlander, born and raised in Oregon, and currently working at Voodoo Donut.
So we're here to talk about the union. Can you tell us a little about when the union formed and that process and what pushed it to form?
Absolutely. So back around June, I ended up getting the job at Voodoo Donut's Old Town location. And when I got the job there, I, of course, met some concerned staff members who had been working there for a long time, and talks about like how to better the situation for all the employees working there came up a lot in after-work conversations. So the idea was kind of posed of like, hey, what do y'all think about unionizing the shop? And that would give us a collective voice that we could use to bargain for a better situation for all of us. And we looked into it. We ended up making connections with Portland's local IWW chapter and just kind of started moving forward from there. Some of the biggest reasons, like concerns for starting the union, had to do with things that you would expect a union to fight for, such as, you know, a livable wage, better health care and safety measures, as well as a few other kind of what you would expect concessions. But some of the larger ones that we have been fighting for have been security measures being increased at the shop due to a high volume of physical and verbal assaults on staff members. And currently, one of the big topics that we're fighting for is hazard pay for workers still working the shop floor amidst the COVID-19 outbreak, since Voodoo Donut hasn't actually shut down due to closures in Oregon.
So some of the demands, as you mentioned, include a living wage, severance pay, hazard pay, adequate security, maternity leave, especially as you mentioned, after the store was robbed multiple times. Did management ever respond to any of those demands?
So it's an interesting question, because another thing that the union is demanding is a voluntary recognition from the company. So we want the company to kind of acknowledge the fact that we are here, that the company has a union, so on and so forth. So that once they recognize us, we can hopefully move towards the active negotiations. But so far, they have not legally recognized us. And as doing so, they can't directly concede to our demands. But two of the things that we have actually been able to get them to, in a sense, work with us on was we filed about 3 weeks ago two different unfair labor practices lawsuits against the company, and with a total of 29 charges. And after that was made and filed with the National Labor Relations Board, Voodoo Donuts ceased its hiring from outside of company, its illegal hiring from outside of company, and returned to hiring back laid-off union members. So that's one thing that the company has definitely caved on as far as demands from the union. Though only a small number of union members have actually been hired back, they have begun the process. We still have a ways to go with that. The other thing happened very recently, which is that the company did actually give in and increase security measures at the location within the last week or two. And there has been no communication with us about that specifically, but it is due to our increased and frequent public actions in the form of like pickets and solidarity movements with the company that has convinced them to start to concede on some of these things. So yeah, we definitely are making gains with the company, though not through direct negotiations yet.
And you have an action coming up next week on July 25th at the Old Town Store.
Yes, we do.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So we so far have held two separate pickets in front of Voodoo Donuts' Southwest 3rd Avenue location. And we have a third picket coming up on July 25th at 1 p.m., which there is an open invite to the community to come join us at. So if you're listening now and you're interested, please do come join us at the picket line. We could use your support. And just kind of to show Voodoo Donuts that, you know, the community stands with the union and stands with the workers and supports us. So that's something that's coming up on the 25th. We plan on having a much larger picket at this action than we had at the first two. And we are going to address a few issues such as hazard pay, along with a couple more ideas that we would like the company to work with us on moving forward.
How has the response from the community been so far?
The response from the community has been great, especially over our social media accounts. We've been receiving a lot of support. We've received a lot of support from other various unions from around the country. It's been very, very heartwarming and validating to see how ready the community is to have our backs against, you know, companies such as Voodoo Donuts who mistreat their workers. So I would say it's been really great.
That's really good to hear. I know Voodoo received a PPP loan this year of $1 million. How has that affected the union's perspective on what's going on?
Absolutely. And I believe it may have been actually over $1 million. For some reason was only reported if you made over that, but they did make a significant amount of money. And what's changed our perspective on that is that we were anticipating that they would get that loan. We were fairly convinced that they would. But all the while, the company has been feeding a message to the staff that the company is struggling financially. And due to struggling financially, they couldn't, you know, possibly have larger staff. Or, you know, pay hazard pay or anything like that because they didn't have any money to do that with. But it ends up they received a huge loan while at the same time laying off over half their workforce and closing multiple locations around the country, but wouldn't spare a dime to increase workers' living situations and safety concerns. So I think that changed. It was a little bit of something that we predicted in the union, but I do feel that absolutely changed a lot of the workers' perspectives from inside the shop. So what that's done for us, in a sense, is kind of rekindled a bit of action being taken by staff members on the shop floor. Not any big ways yet, but definitely concern has grown since realizing that these skeleton crews that the workers have been running on have been completely voluntary by the company, even though they had the money to hire more workers or, you know, so on and so forth. Got a little winded, but it's complicated.
So has Voodoo started rehiring people?
So yes, they did about 2 or 3 weeks ago started calling back union members here and there after our ULPs were filed. So initially they were hiring employees from outside of the company to replace unionized workers on the inside, which is quite illegal. So we filed two unfair labor practices against them, a total of 29 charges for 29 employees. And they ceased hiring from the outside, from what we can understand, and brought back so far, I think it's a total of three union members, which, though yes, they've started bringing us back, that's still a very far cry from the list of 30 union employees that were laid off to begin with.
And so for the action that you have coming up on July 25th, Do you have any specific demands during that time? I know you mentioned hazard pay. Is there anything else that y'all are going to be asking for?
Hazard pay is going to be the highlight of this event, as well as addressing a how do I phrase this? Addressing a an additional concern that the union has with the company. I can't unfortunately talk about it too much today because it's something that we are working on a statement for. But we have that to address. We have the hazard pay to address, and then there's still the idea of, Voodoo Donuts is paying all of its workers poverty wages. They don't offer the difference between paid time off or sick leave, and it's very limited. So, in light of, the COVID situation, people are still limited to only, I believe it's 5 days of paid vacation or sick leave, throughout the entire year. So there's things that we're fighting for to just increase the quality of life while working at Voodoo Donut, that will all be addressed at this upcoming picket, as well as the continued hiring back of our union supporters, is also still far from over. With only 3 of us brought back, there's still a lot more room for them to bring back more of us. So those are going to be our big messages.
Very impactful demands. Samantha, before we wrap up here, is there anything else you'd like to share with us?
Absolutely. I would just like to kind of like throw it out there that please look into if this story has interested you, or you've been following the BWU already, look into other local union actions being taken by the Crush Bar Workers Collective. They're fighting for a similar in a similar situation as the Voodoo Donut Workers Union, as well as looking into the Burgerville Workers Union, supporting them, and just labor overall. I think right now, going into COVID, supporting labor and workers' rights are going to be paramount for us having any sort of a say on how things are handled during this very deadly pandemic on the work floor. And as Oregon starts to open back up and other states start to open back up, I hope that this is a topic of conversation that is addressed further in our country.
Where can we link to provide more information about this?
You can link to, let's see, we do have our website. I would recommend linking to our Facebook, or Instagram or Twitter. Those are going to be our three most active social media platforms.
Samantha, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
You've been listening to an interview with Samantha Bryce of the Voodoo Donut Workers Union. They have a large-scale picket coming up on Saturday, July 25th at 1 p.m. at Voodoo Donut's Old Town location on Southwest 3rd Avenue. For more information, check them out online at instagram.com/voodoodonutworkersunion, facebook.com/voodoodonutworkersunion, or twitter.com/voodooworkers.